Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guests today are the Jitterbug Vipers, a quartet out of Austin, Texas, that has revived the music of the 20s and 30s with a raucous rock and roll sound. They've become festival staples and underground favorites, and they're gaining momentum with their newest release, Phoebe's Dream, which mixes original songs and standards. Downbeat Magazine says their music is sly, sophisticated, and more than a little habit-forming. The band members are guitarist Slim Ritchie, bassist Franchi Mojo, drummer Masumi Jones, and lead singer and songwriter Sarah Sharp, to whom we're speaking. Sarah, welcome to Song Travels.
It's a thrill for us.
The music of the Jitterbug Vipers is very pleasing to me. I really enjoy your recordings, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to speak to you and interview you here in the studio. And of course, I suppose the first and most obvious question is the name of your group and where it came from, and perhaps you could explain what a viper is.
Viper was a name for someone who smoked marijuana, and the sound of inhaling like the sound of a snake hissing. And a lot of the songs we play from the 20s, 30s, 40s, it was not illegal, the drugs that are referenced, but they still had sort of sly code words or slang for the drugs they were taking and the culture, like things like the stuff. There's a song, "The Stuff Is Here," and Stuff Smith always had the stuff.
Stuff Smith, a famous instrumentalist.
And so we play these songs, I guess because, well, Slim, our guitar player, is 75 and a half years old, and a lot of it is actually what he's known and loved his whole life. And then he's introduced it to us.
You're speaking of the music, not the drugs. Or are you speaking about this?
Not the drugs. It's so funny because these songs have all these drug references, and I don't do any drugs. It's just part of the, you know, we're just referencing an era and
right.
a party vibe.
Right. Have you had complaints from people?
Some people don't get it. They really think that we're trying to, you know, celebrate
the drug culture.
Drug culture and, you know, yeah. I mean, I love a glass of wine, but it's totally different. And at the same time, it was illegal to drink wine then, so.
Right. It's interesting because the era that you're talking about, of course, there was prohibition, so alcohol was illegal, but marijuana was legal. Mm-hmm. So it's the exact opposite of today. It's quite striking to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about Slim Ritchie, who is in the best sense of the word, a venerable guitarist and highly acclaimed and respected. How did you come to collaborate with Slim and his wife, Franchi Mojo? It's great to hear them and to hear his work. How did you come to collaborate with them?
I reached out to Slim and Franchi because they play jazz all over Austin. They have for years, and they play all the time. And after I had my second child, I was trying to stay in it with my songwriting and going out and playing Sarah Sharp shows. And I wasn't on the road. I missed singing all the time. And my voice wasn't in the same shape it had been in before I started having my children.
Kind of like an athlete staying in shape.
For me, I really prefer to be singing all the time, mm-hmm. to be in my best voice. And I just thought, wouldn't it be fun to play some jazz with them? Because way in the beginning, like in college, I sang jazz, had charts in my own key for everything, and reached out and ended up with a gig just subbing for one of their many singers. They have a long line of amazing singers they've worked with, like Cat Edmondson and Emily Gimbel, who's Jimmy Gimbel's daughter, and Katie Holmes, who's about to join Sleep at the Wheel. And they're known for having good singers. And so I thought maybe I could sub with them. And it turned into me replacing Katie as the singer for the Jitterbug Vipers. And I really enjoyed that we weren't just some jazz cover band. We had something different and interesting.
And these were all vintage songs you were doing.
Yes, like Willie the Weeper and The Man from Harlem and Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine.
Yeah, that was Harry Hipster Gibson. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Austin has so much live music. It's fun because we differentiate ourselves from just a regular jazz band. We can also play for the swing dancers. We play at the Continental Club, and it'll be full of Jitterbug and Lindy Hop dancers. Mm. And it's a way to be active and to actually make a decent living playing a lot, several nights a week. We play 3 to 5 nights a week in Austin. And from there, it felt like the only way to take it to the next level would be for us to make an album that sounded better than our last one and that had mostly originals.
Hmm. There's a song you're going to do now called Viper Moon.
This is the first original we wrote in this band.
Oh.
And because we thought it was pretty good, I kept saying we should do more of it. But it started one night on stage. Slim called out the song Viper Mad. And I misheard him and thought he said Viper Moon. And then I said, well, then we should write a song called Viper Moon.
Well, let's listen to it now. A collaboration between Sarah Sharp and guitarist Slim Ritchie. They're going to do it for you. For us, Viper Moon.
It was a mellow night under a viper moon. The moment felt so right. The air was filled with truth. You turned to me and said, darling, there's only took my hand in the sand under a viper moon, and nightingale sang a melody for us. Desert winds brought a heavenly chorus. I knew right then what I would do. I gave you my heart beneath the stars and a viper moon. And a viper moon.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support this series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.